Hello, everyone, and welcome to the first episode of the Brandon Lindy audio documentary. I'm very excited to do this. Today is January 1st, 2018, so Happy New Year, everybody. Who am I? My name is Brandon Lindy. I am currently a graduate student at the College of New Jersey, and I am currently pursuing a Master's of Arts in Teaching Secondary Ed Science degree, specializing in physics. Why am I starting this audio documentary? Well, let me give you some background knowledge about what I've been up to, and I think that'll then play into why I want to do this. In the past 4 months, I have completed my first clinical internship experience as part of the graduate program. 2 of those 4 months were spent at a middle school observing, assisting, and co-teaching an 8th grade science class, and the other 2 months were spent at a high school observing, assisting, and co-teaching 11th and 12th grade physics. And every day, after every lesson that I either observed or assisted with or co-taught or taught by myself, you know, I had a lot of things racing through my mind. You know, things that I liked about the lesson, things that I didn't like about the lesson, ideas that I have about if I were to do it again or what the next lesson should be like, you know, my 2 cents on how what we learned in the classroom applies to the real classroom, and just a whole lot more. And so I am beginning this documentary for a few reasons. Short term, you know, this documentary will give me an opportunity to reflect on my day and possibly organize my thoughts. And that being said, my goal is to put out content 4 to 5 days a week, as I will be in a classroom 4 to 5 days a week for the second half of my clinical internship experience starting tomorrow. And long term, I'm fascinated by the idea of how my ideas, beliefs, and educational values will change over the past month or year or 5 years as my own education about the subject grows. I guess I should begin this documentary by explaining my educational ideas, beliefs, and values. As of today, my goals of teaching is to work to create well-rounded, self-aware, independent learners. I want to do this by frequently implementing next-generation science standards, science, and engineering practices into everyday lessons. Part of that process will be to teach students how to use the internet as an academic resource so they can take ownership over their own learning. In addition, I want to improve students' metacognitive abilities by implementing lab reports and evidence claim reasoning activities into the curriculum. So that was a lot, but big picture, I am more concerned about process, which is how students learn, as opposed to content, which is what students learn. I care more about how students learn and how I can make them a better learner than teaching them specifically how to do science. Because if you can teach students how to learn things, they can learn whatever they want. You know, not all students will be interested in science. Some might be interested in literature, or some might be interested in theater. But if you can teach students how to learn, they can learn whatever they want. Or I can teach them, or I can show them how to teach themselves whatever they want, whatever will be applicable to their lives. This has been a little bit of insight about me, and now I would like to focus on some of the thoughts I had today. Today is January 1st, which means that there is no school today. Tomorrow we will be returning to the class. Tomorrow will be the first time I am teaching 7th graders. You know, I mentioned earlier that for my first clinical internship experience, I observed, assisted, and co-taught in an 8th grade science class. I'll still be at the same school. However, because my cooperating teacher is the only middle school science teacher in the school, I will have the opportunity to work with and teach in a 6th, 7th, and 8th grade class over the next few months as I complete the second half of my clinical internship experience. Tomorrow, the 7th graders will begin their astronomy unit, and in beginning that unit, they're going to start learning about gravity, which will fulfill the NGSS standard MS-PS2-4, which states that students will construct and present arguments using evidence to support the claim that gravitational interactions are attractive and depend on the masses of interacting objects. I'm excited about this upcoming lesson because I will be following a set of lessons outlined by a book I found called Argument-Driven Inquiry in Physical Science, which I found on the NSTA website. The approach described in this book supposedly gives students the opportunity to figure out how things work and why things happen. So instead of learning about science through, you know, PowerPoint and taking notes, students will actually be doing science through using the science and engineering practices described by the next generation science standards. So the goal for tomorrow will be to introduce gravity. I may do a short presentation or a demo or something of that sort to get students to think about what they know about gravity. And then I'm going to show students how they're going to start planning an investigation to figure out how gravity works. I believe in this lesson, students will be planning and conducting an investigation on a FET simulation to figure out the to figure out how gravity works between objects. So I'm excited and I have high hopes for this lesson. I will let you know tomorrow how it goes. See you next time. Bye.